Hello and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your tutor today and we're diving into one of the most essential topics in your OCR GCSE Mathematics course, angles. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, angles are absolutely everywhere in your exam, from simple calculations worth 2 marks to complex proofs worth 6 or more. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to tackle every angle question with confidence and precision. So what are we covering today? We'll explore the 5 types of angles, master the rules for parallel lines and transversals, unlock polygon angle formulas, and, most importantly, learn the exact language examiners expect to see in your answers. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First up, the 5 fundamental types of angles. You absolutely must know these by name and by sight. An acute angle is less than 90 degrees. Think of it as sharp and small. A right angle is exactly 90 degrees, marked with that little square symbol in the corner. An obtuse angle is between 90 and 180 degrees. It's wider, more open. A straight angle is exactly 180 degrees, forming a straight line. And finally, a reflex angle is greater than 180 degrees, but less than 360. It's the big one that curves all the way around. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Angles on a straight line. When 2 or more angles sit on a straight line, they always add up to 180 degrees. This is a fact you'll use constantly. Similarly, angles around a point add up to 360 degrees. These are your bread and butter angle facts, and you need to state them explicitly in your working. Let's move to parallel lines. When a transversal, that's a line cutting across 2 parallel lines, creates 8 angles, 3 crucial relationships emerge. Corresponding angles are in the same position on each parallel line, and they're equal. Alternate angles form a Z-shaped pattern, and they're also equal. Co-interior angles, sometimes called allied angles, form a C shape, and these add up to 180 degrees. Here's the critical exam tip. Never, ever write Z angles or F angles in your answer. Examiners award 0 marks for colloquial terms. You must say, alternate angles are equal or corresponding angles are equal, using the precise terminology. Triangles are next. The interior angles of any triangle always add up to 180 degrees, but there are special cases. An equilateral triangle has 3 equal angles of 60 degrees each. An isosceles triangle has 2 equal angles. A right-angle triangle has 1 angle of exactly 90 degrees. Knowing these properties helps you solve problems faster. Now, polygons. A polygon is any closed shape with straight sides. The sum of interior angles in a polygon is calculated using the formula n-2 multiplied by 180 degrees, where n is the number of sides. So for a pentagon, that's 5-2, times 180, which equals 540 degrees. Each exterior angle of a regular polygon is 360 divided by n. And here's a beautiful fact. The exterior angles of any polygon always add up to 360 degrees no matter how many sides it has. Vertically opposite angles are formed when 2 lines cross. The angles opposite each other are always equal. This is another fact you'll need to state clearly in multi-step problems. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right. Let's talk exam technique. OCR examiners are looking for 2 things, the correct numerical answer and the correct reasoning. In a typical 4-mark question, 1 or 2 marks are for method, 1 is for the correct calculation, and 1 is for stating the geometric reason. Common mistake number 1, not giving reasons when the question says, give reasons for your answer or show your working. Even if your final answer is correct, you'll lose marks without the justification. Always write the full statement. Angles in a triangle add up to 180 degrees, or corresponding angles are equal because the lines are parallel. Mistake number 2. Assuming lines are parallel just because they look parallel in the diagram. Unless you see arrow notation or are explicitly told, you cannot assume parallelism. Read the question carefully. Mistake number 3. Confusing interior and exterior angle formulas for polygons. Remember, interior angle sum uses n-2 times 180. Exterior angles always sum to 360. If you're calculating 1 exterior angle of a regular polygon, it's 360 divided by n. Mistake number 4. Arithmetic errors in multi-step problems. Always show every step of your working. If you make a small error early on but your method is sound, you can still earn method marks. Time management. Aim for roughly 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark question should take 6 to 7 minutes. Don't spend 10 minutes on a 2-mark question. quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What do angles on a straight line add up to? 180 degrees. Question two. What's the formula for the sum of interior angles in a polygon? N minus 2 multiplied by 180 degrees. Question 3. What do we call angles in the same position on parallel lines cut by a transversal? Corresponding angles, and they are equal. Question 4. What do the exterior angles of any polygon add up to? 360 degrees. Question 5. If two lines cross, what do we call the angles opposite each other? And what's their relationship? Vertically opposite angles, and they are equal. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 5 types of angles, the critical rules for parallel lines, corresponding, alternate, and co-interior, triangle and polygon angle properties, and the exact terminology examiners expect. Remember, precision in language earns you marks. Alternate angles are equal, gets the marks. The angles does not. Your action steps. Memorize the standard geometric statements word for word. Practice stating reasons in every problem, even when you're just doing homework. And when you see a polygon question, calculate the exterior angle first. It's usually faster and less error-prone. You've got this! Angles are one of the most reliable topics for earning marks if you know the rules and apply them carefully. Keep practicing, stay precise, and you'll ace this section of your exam. Thanks for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery, and good luck with your revision.